We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And coming up this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that. We'll tell you more about what the Totesac is here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, right into your phone calls. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the amp lines. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey. I wanted to call and take up Ron Paul's side.
You mean Ron Paul's side in the fact that he's defending and actually endorsing the various different neocons and thugs that are also running in the Texas, I guess, primary races over there for the Republican Party?
So now he's up to various different ones? I thought it was one specific guy.
That, nope. In fact, the Republican Party, according to, this is over at Karen DeCoster's Facebook page, the Republican Party requires, the bylaws of the Republican Party in Texas require candidates to support the Republican candidates or the Republican Party can kick you out. The Republican Party officials have made their bylaws to insulate them from any challenges. You either have to support them or you'll be kicked out of the party. So it's my understanding that he has to endorse all of the official Republican candidates in any race. I don't know if this was a primary or not. I didn't really get catch that detail. You had said that it was, Nick, but it
sounds that way to me.
Yeah, I'm not certain on that. But nonetheless, there was a...
Well, if that's the case, then I definitely support Ron Paul, because if he wants to stay in the Republican Party, he has to live by the bylaws. So it's the same thing.
So what if they change the bylaws to say that he has to support the war in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Then he has to support the war in Iraq or get out of the Republican Party. So at some point... The bylaws would become so onerous that Ron Paul would have to leave. But at this point, apparently it's not so bad that he's willing to take that step to leave the Republican Party. Now, we make the same kind of a deal in private business. We're in business, you know, my wife is a doctor, and in order to practice medicine, she has to agree to do certain X, Y, and Z. Now, that doesn't mean that all of her judgment is out the window, because it isn't, believe me. She definitely uses her own judgment. But if she doesn't abide by the rules of the hospital, for instance, she will lose her privilege to see patients.
That's right,
there,
Ian. So. You're kissing the man's butt because you won't say the F-bomb on FCC radio. You're an appeaser. You're an apologist for the government. You love George Bush and Barack Obama, Ian.
So now, here's my critique,
deny.
Ian, because I said this a minute ago to my wife, and she agreed with me. And I said that Ian is one of those guys that you can agree with him 90%, and he'll tear you apart for the 10% you disagree with him. Now, you got to realize that this world is a big place, and you're going to run into a lot of people that disagree with you. And if you're ever going to get anything done, you have to agree to let some people have a different opinion, and you've got to work with people that you may not agree with. And that's just the way life is. You got it. That's a fact of life.
Ian really doesn't do well with that. Like the whole working with other people thing, not so good.
Well, you do have, to some extent, you do have to, somebody has to serve as a moral compass, though. If you didn't have pressure coming from
people. Ian's your moral compass?
If you didn't have pressure from people pushing for the absolute most principled form of the philosophy, then people would stray more, I think.
I agree with that. Somebody has to be
Ron
on the leading
Paul,
edge.
I'm not saying it's very practical, but...
and Ron Paul is well aware of that, and I'm sure he probably doesn't like the fact that he had to abide by those bylaws either. But it's either that or become an independent. And at this point, he hasn't decided to do that. Now, maybe in the future, he will decide to do that. I mean, the guy is 80, well, getting close to 80 years old, so he's only got so many years of politics left in him. So, he's going to make some move at some point. But, Ian, you can't be the one to decide when he's going to do it. Sorry.
Fair enough, Gene. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. You made a good point. 800-259-9231.
My God, that's the closest thing I've heard of like an apology out of you.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nonetheless,
this is eating crow for you.
Nonetheless, I think that Ron Paul's response, as some folks are pointing out here on over at Karen DeCoster's Facebook page, that Ron Paul's response was a little less than, I don't know, forthcoming. He didn't really get into detail.
He was confronted with cameras. You don't always, you don't always perform. You know as well as I do that you got better days and worse days in recorded media.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, there's probably only so far he can go in saying, well, I like the other guy better, but I have to. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a fine line between sticking by the endorsement and trying to walk around it to the point where you're really endorsing the other guy and saying, well, officially I have to support this guy. But, yeah, you're right. That other candidate is much more principled.
Really,
you can't really say that.
It's just an example of how just compromised the whole political process is.
It absolutely is. And if you want, on the next segment, you can berate me about the Brown versus Coakley race. That's what's going on in Massachusetts right now. And it looks like the Republican, Brown, is going to be winning
Boy, that'll change things. Let's go to Byron in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Byron. Hello.
And we're live. We're back on the air. This is Byron on Free Talk Live. And I'm with my co-host, Marvin. Marvin, how are you doing?
It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, tonight we're talking about a Senate race that's going on in Massachusetts.
All right. We're not talking about that on our Free Talk Live. Sounds awful to me. I don't want to talk. I know Mark wants to talk about it, but I really don't.
I've said everything I need to say. There's a 5-point difference. It looks like the fat lady's singing.
Byron?
I don't know about that.
So are you guys live doing your own Free Talk Live during our show, and you called into this Free Talk Live with your Free Talk Live?
We'd like to have you as guests on our program. We would like to talk to you about Brown versus Coakley.
Welcome. You guys need to get a better phone system. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone.
Well, somewhat. We're actually in a box.
You're in a box.
It's a Kenmore. It's a Kenmore. It's American made. Big. Very good. Very good. Nothing to worry about. Spacious. It's great. But listen, so Brown is.
I prefer Japanese products anyway, so I really wasn't worried.
Japanese. Yeah. Look at you. What is this? 1940.
Why don't we have a discussion on their comparative haircuts?
But he cuts his own hair.
Martha Coakley. She's an attractive. Man, she's an attractive man.
That's
true. A Muppet hybrid. Yeah,
who is Martha Coakley?
Don't act like you're that dumb. This is the Democrat running in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
I've said her name to you a half a dozen times tonight.
Coakley, Cokehead, Brown, I don't know. They're all the same to me. The Republicans and Democrats, you can interchange them at will. And the idea that anybody's going that this election
shut up and let these guys talk.
And is going to make a difference, I think, is pretty ludicrous. But go ahead.
They're entertaining me.
I'd like to have my 2 cents, please. Anyway, I think if the two of them copulated, it would look sort of like a larger version of E.T.
Personally speaking, I think if they copulated, I think they'd look like a smaller version of Ted Kennedy.
I think we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah, politics is Hollywood for ugly people, isn't it?
Oh, yes. So, let's say President Obama gets in. It's a threesome. It could be sort of light milk chocolate.
You're on now, guys. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800.
They had some winners, man.
Yeah, it was good.
There's some winners.
It's like an alternative universe where the show's actually funny.
That was Ian's joke for the month. It was great. That was a good one, Ian. You attaboy. That was so cute.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's try Michael in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
Actually, I wanted to disagree with y'all a little bit.
Okay.
I listen to the show a lot and agree with probably 99% of what y'all say, but and I agree that involuntary government is illegitimate, but y'all seem to jump from that to the concept that nations don't really exist.
What's a nation?
Well, a nation would be a group of people who share a common culture, a common way of life.
So
I would agree that nations exist in the same way that religions and gangs and sports teams exist.
Let's talk a little more in detail about this, if you don't mind. Hang on. We'll bring you back for that at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world. Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
The This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Totasack, TOTASAK.com. Go there, learn more about the wonderful handle that's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. Makes it easy to bring back those extra grocery bags. You can load up your hands with these with grocery bags if you're carrying the Totasack. It makes it so much easier. I love the Totasack. TOTASAK.com. You can get yourself a family pack over there, or stay tuned. We'll be giving you your chance to win a two-pack here in a little bit. Let's continue here with your phone calls and go back to Michael in South Carolina. Now, Michael, you brought up the issue of the whether or not this is a nation, whether or not there is a nation. And, of course, it is my belief that there is no such thing as a nation. But we were getting into the definition of it. Can you redefine for me what you think a nation is?
Well, I'd say it's a group of people who share a common culture, a common way of life. And I'm not arguing that the United States is a nation. It's definitely not. It's a multinational empire. But I'm just saying that.
So give me an example of a nation, then.
I would say that the Japanese people are a nation.
Well, the Japanese,
not Japan, but the Japanese people.
Okay, I was about ready to lay in, because there are minorities that are in the Japanese nation. It's my understanding that Okinawa, that there's some sort of minority there that they understand the difference of. That I simply do not. They all seem Japanese to me, but that they understand the difference of, and that those people are somehow looked down upon or something like that. So I think that if you're talking about an ethnicity of people, that you've got some stance there. Here in the United States, I don't think that you can make much of an argument that the ethnicities are the same, well, you know, across the board.
It's common language for the most part. If you're talking about the dominant culture,
it's common language in a lot of nations. I mean, a lot of countries.
There's a common language in the U.S., but different dialects. Different,
that's true.
Cultures.
There's different cultures in Japan. I mean, there are all kinds of different people into a variety of different.
Sure, I can understand the idea things here, though. I mean, I would say I definitely do. From a personal standpoint, I definitely would identify with somebody else from New Hampshire or Vermont more than I would with somebody from Alabama. I do think that,
absolutely.
You know,
even if the only thing you have in common is that you were both born on the same plot of land, the same arbitrary plot of land.
It's not about a plot of land, though, Ian. It's what kind of sports do you play? What do you do in your free time? How do you say certain words?
But if somebody plays different sports from you,
we're not talking about a nation state. We're talking about a common culture.
What I'm asking you is, if you have a differing culture in that you might have been born in the same geographic region, but you have differing interests and beliefs and things like that, that means you're in the same nation? Or no, you have to have the exact.
Sure.
I would say that society is based on the root of it is family and culture, and these are voluntary. They're legitimate, and I'm not arguing that involuntary government is legitimate, but that these things are real. And you might be born in an area, and there might be someone different, you know. You might be slightly different than your neighbor, or very different. In general, you share many things in common with the people in your same culture.
I mean, there might be Canadians who don't like hockey, but hockey is still sort of a shared thing if you're a Canadian or you live in more or less the northern United States.
So it's only the majority that defines. It's only the majority that defines what a nation or a culture is.
No, I'm not arguing that. I'm not.
You can't have different cultures in one area.
I'm not talking about majorities or numbers or any sort of counting or numbers or anything like that at all. I'm just saying that cultures and nations are real. I lived in.
Oh, I think cultures are real. Absolutely, I agree with that.
And from that, you get the concept of the nation. It's really just an extension of the family. I can tell you, I lived overseas abroad in Spain for about 4 years, and I definitely wasn't a member of that nation. I liked it, and I tried to adapt, but that wasn't my nation of people,
I don't know what you're saying. In fact, according to the dictionary, a nation is a large body of people associated with a particular territory, which is, of course, arbitrarily selected by somebody in the past, that is sufficiently conscious, this is where it gets really nebulous, that is sufficiently conscious of its unity to seek or to possess a government peculiarly of its own.
That's generally how it's defined. The Quebecois in Canada, they will call themselves a nation, but generally they would see that as extending to other French-speaking people in, say, New Brunswick. It's not so much about...
So it's not about territory,
well,
then.
Well, there's a territorial aspect to it because they all kind of live centered around one geographic location.
It's like the Kurds. They live both in Turkey and in Iraq.
But it's Kurdistan.
Right.
So what you want to say is you belong to the nation of the Red Sox fans. That's fine, as long as it's a voluntary association. Huh?
Well, it is voluntary, and it is voluntary. Well, I mean, you can leave, you can disassociate, but it's not just simply a sports team.
But do you get what I'm saying, where you have the same interests, where you could all, as it's saying here, be conscious of its unity to seek or possess a government peculiarly its own?
Yeah, that's the part of the definition that I would disagree with. Like, in old times, you had nations, and they moved around the world, and they had voluntary self-government. You know, in other words, you could leave and start your own tribe. You could join another tribe. You could do whatever. You know, the tribe was always on the move anyhow. It wasn't an involuntary government. It was just really a big family of people.
Well, that's a more accurate definition. If you're just talking about a big family, then definition 4 says an aggregation of persons in the same ethnic family, often speaking the same language or cognate languages. Yeah. So that would be an accurate definition.
You're also
that's,
looking
that's
at the fact
of definition
that
I like.
When we hear government today, we're thinking about a nation state.
And when people use the term nation, they're talking about everyone that is within an arbitrary drawn border.
People who have the same language and a shared culture tend to form political units together. But if you're looking at government in terms of customs and folkways, then certainly I think that there are some things that are acceptable to do in Thailand that are not acceptable to do here, whether you have a government around to say that or not. There are differences in the way that somebody in part of the United States would carry out their life and the way that somebody in some Asian country would, because there are social differences there.
Michael, any final thoughts for us?
Well, no, I just brought it up because you, Ian, you've been a little bit critical, I think, of the idea that nations exist in the past, so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I was talking about nation states. If you want to talk about a family of people that is spread out across some, where, that's fine.
Good job, Michael.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. When I was talking about nations, I was talking about them in the way that they're commonly referred to, in that people talk about the United States as a nation. The United States is a government. The plot of land called America is just a plot of land, and there are a variety of different families and ethnic groups and people with different cultures within it. So there's no nation of the United States. And I'll stand by that one. More coming up. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Dial in now for the Toda Sack. You'll get a two-pack if you call in at 435-1105. We'll give it to the first caller. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Plus, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you may ever have imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live for the In Nick and Mark.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, I wanted to mention the first use of the term nation or nations occurred in, as defining groups of medieval university students. At that time, Europe really was a series of, it was basically sort of an empire, most possibly what was the Holy Roman Empire, but you'll notice that countries per se didn't exist. So in a sense, it's interesting to note that the term nations was used to define groups of medieval university students at their universities. And if we go back to the first case in the United States regarding definitions of nation versus states, it would be the Cherokee Nation versus the state of Georgia in 1831. And in that case, Chief Justice Marshall defined certain characteristics of nation and state. But sadly, the Cherokee Nation petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to prevent Georgia from taking their lands and killing their people indiscriminately. And while they didn't receive that remedy, the case does remain important in the sense that it tended to define terms of nation and, you know, state. So that's kind of interesting. But what I wanted to talk about
tonight, hey, while we're on the subject of definitions of nation, I was just looking through them here, and there's actually a pronoun version of nation. Did you know that?
What is that?
The definition of nation with a capital N is American temperance crusader who conducted a series of raids on saloons in which she used a hatchet to break liquor bottles and destroy furniture.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, some nutter.
That's actually even more sort of irrelevant than the concept of the defining groups of medieval university students.
So go ahead with your reason for calling. I know you had something else you wanted to get to. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually I did. I really wanted to say that I think the United States is finished as a nation, as a state, as a country, as a dream, and as an idea. These last wars from 1947 onward have bankrupted this country. The government that we have, or the civil servants in government, are so decadent and perverted. And all we have to do is look at the Bush administration and the current Obama administration and the individuals that are, you know, making policy for the government that are quote-unquote agents of the government. And the fact that we're pursuing failed policies that will just bankrupt us. And the most egregious is sort of the new war that Obama brought into being in February of last year, the war against Pakistan, who was our ally, up until most recently. And the fact that the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Israel want to destabilize Pakistan, is well known to any European or Asian that reads, you know, the newspapers. But it's really unknown here in the United States. And we're squandering hundreds of billions of dollars on this madness, and we're destroying innocent civilians.
Well, I'm not
the United
any
States
of those
has been doing that for a long, long time. As I said, I say since 1947. And the fact that, you know, we really don't have our habeas corpus, or we don't have a functioning Bill of Rights with the advent of the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security Act, mm-hmm. and the Military Commissions Act of February 2006.
Right.
Just bring this to the point that really our government, according to the Constitution, has ceased to exist. Therefore, it's time for everyone to quit paying taxes, and it's time for everyone to just sort of abandon the...
If only people would actually listen to you, Frank, and actually do what you're suggesting, I think that would be absolutely wonderful. But most people are too chicken-esque to quit paying taxes.
Too content to sit, you know, with the remote control and the six-pack.
Even people that know better, even people that know what you're saying is true, are too scared of what the state might do to stop paying
taxes.
Like
Mark and I.
Like, yeah. I wasn't going to name names.
Well,
but yeah, like two-thirds of my studio here.
Well, when we decide to torture innocent civilians in violation of our own Constitution that prohibits, unnecessary torture, and when we also violate the terms of the Geneva Conventions and protocols that the United States forced upon the world after the Second World War in 1947 through 49, it's time to realize that our government, as it's constituted, is illegitimate. Therefore, it has no purpose for being, and it's executing illegal action.
Frank, they're scary. If they're willing to torture those people from around the world, what might they do to American American people?
Well, we know.
They could torture the people that don't pay taxes, too, so they should just keep paying taxes. That way they won't get tortured, right?
Well, what I would say is this. When we have a situation of 830 FEMA camps that are basically used to house civilians, and we have a program already in place, if martial law is declared, that, a number of individuals and dissidents will be interned. And we saw that in the Soviet Union, and we also saw that in Nazi Germany. And I've studied the Holocaust for the last 40 years, and I have to say that all of these events now are occurring, and our tax dollars are paying for it in this country, and it's time to say no. It's time to say no to the government. And all I can say is this, when we have Obama, who really hasn't even proven his legitimacy regarding his birth certificate, if he is eligible to be president, and the various laws that he's abrogated under the unitary executive directives of Bush that can be traced to the Nazi jurist Carl Schmitt in Germany.
Frank's done his research, guys. I mean, hey, why don't you listen to Frank? I've tried to convince these people to stop paying taxes for years now. I guess the question really, Frank, is what is it going to take to get people to agree with you? I mean, they've seen the violence.
Well, I think
they know
the bad thing is this. We've lost our representation within the courts and the judiciary because virtually all of the federal judges are appointed by the president and the Justice Department. And the point is, it has to be adjudicated. And if it can't be adjudicated in the United States, it has to be adjudicated in The Hague. And no one is willing to do that. We have a case whereby we don't even need any classified information to be declassified. We have enough evidence that's available in the public sphere that can put this government and its last three administrations in jail as war criminals. And it's time we act on this nonsense. Let's get some attorneys.
Frank, thank you, dude. I appreciate the call tonight.
I mean, I think that the solution that seems a lot better to me, as much as I know Ian, you would prefer everybody just stop paying taxes, is that...
I'd also like them to stop obeying, too.
Oh, well, you would like to get rid of government entirely, and I'm not sure I'm on board with that at this point. But
yeah, you can keep the state and local government,
right,
at least for a little while.
As far as the federal government's concerned, if people really think it's time to do away with what the federal government has become, and it is an illegitimate government, I certainly advocate the idea of secession. And if New Hampshire or any other state wants to secede, I'll certainly stand with a whole state full of other people who are in the same boat. If I stop paying my taxes, guess what? A million other people aren't going to jump on board the same day and say, Nick stopped paying his taxes, so we are too.
Not the same day, but maybe two more will jump on board, and then two more after
that. I'd rather
that
just secede.
Well, me too, but in the meantime, I'm not going to give my money. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm declaring personal secession. Actually, I already have. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. $49, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great, cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Enough time, perhaps, for your call. If you make it right now tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. If you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, you can head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only podcast and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed upon us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more.
1-800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls. Let's go to Ted calling from the woods on the AMP line. Hello, Ted.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Ted. What's on your mind?
And have any of you ever seen something that you just couldn't explain on this world?
You mean something supernatural?
I saw aliens one time, but I think it was just...
Not necessarily supernatural, just something that was so beyond your cognition of being able to visualize something like that being in this world.
You mean while you're sober?
Yes, well, it doesn't have to be while you're sober, I guess, but it was sober when I saw something like that.
What'd you see?
I'm always surprised at just how pig-headed Ian is.
Yeah, I guess that surprises me every once in a while, too, but you're probably used to it by now, ain't you, Mark?
It surprises me anew all the time. Frustrates me anew, I guess.
So, something unusual. What did you see, Ted? Something
unexplainable. Well, one time I was out on the porch, What was that?
Something unexplainable, I guess, is the right word. Go ahead.
All right. I was out on the porch, and we were looking down the hollow, and I saw this black object come out of one side of the woods. It was about, I'd say, 4 feet tall. It was down by our old barn. And I couldn't tell what in the hell it was. And I ran in and grabbed the old VHS camcorder. We had one of them great big things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They used to sell. You stuck the VHS tape in it. And we zoomed in on this thing. And it was a damn turkey. It was a 4 foot tall turkey. You ever seen such a thing?
Is that no, big? That's big for a turkey,
that's
right?
That's not darn big. That's almost impossibly big for
sure,
a turkey.
Sure. It wasn't an ostrich or something like that?
Almost impossibly big.
You sure it wasn't an ostrich? You 100% sure it was a turkey?
Big.
Oh, no, ostriches and turkeys ain't shaped nothing like, no. Man. This had to have been a turkey. It had the beard. It had the razor spurs on it.
No, you're sure it
was a turkey.
You're sure it was 4 feet tall, because while it might have looked 4 feet tall, it can be deceiving, especially if you're looking across the field and you don't really have any other landmarks to judge the scale.
Well, I was standing beside the barn, so I got a pretty good idea how size it was by seeing it next to that barn. And we got it on film. I've got this on film.
How close did you get to the 4 foot tall turkey?
Oh, them turkeys, man, they're wily. They'll spot you from a mile away, man. And if you make a noise, they'll hear you. They're quick. They'll take off like a bat.
Take off. He won't try to get you with the razor spurs.
No, I tried to catch this thing. I've been hunting for years now. I still ain't caught it. But one of these days, I'll have him, and I'll throw him on my truck.
Wait a minute. Wait. How long ago was this? How long ago did you see this?
Oh, this is 10 years ago.
10 years. How long does the turkey live?
Are you suggesting that this is like a 13, 15-year-old turkey?
Well, yeah. Well, I figure if the damn thing was 4 feet tall, he had to have been pretty old, right?
Well,
yeah.
They did kill that really big pig down in Georgia.
I figure a giant turkey probably lives longer.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. Large humans don't tend to live long. However, elephants do. So I guess one can draw one's conclusions, I suppose. I assume if Andre the Giant can have elephantitis, that some turkey in the holla in West Virginia, Virginia, can get elephantitis too, right?
I don't think it was elephantitis, because he's moving pretty good to be a giant turkey. I mean, if he had elephantitis, I think he'd be all messed up and stuff, and he wouldn't be all, he'd be all lopsided or something.
You sure was a giant turkey.
He was in pretty good shape.
I am upset at Wikipedia. They have not. They are not informing me as to how long turkeys live.
Well, I can tell you
not that long.
Here's I read something on squirrels. Okay, in the wild, squirrels tend to live 2 to 3 years, but in captivity, they can live up to 20. So, one might say that the giant turkey has a better than average chance of gaining food and mates because he's big or something, so therefore he has a better chance of living longer. Because
this is a turkey living in the holler, though, so it's not going to be doing too well. Yeah, 3 to 4 years,
accurate.
According to Answers.com, 3 to 4 years, Ted. Is it possible that you're actually chasing the descendant of the turkey, like that the turkey has reproduced and you're just actually after it? When's the last you saw it? 10 years ago, so you've been looking for it ever since? Or have you seen it again since then?
Oh, yeah. No, I have not seen it. I've seen tracks, though. I've seen knocked over trees and big old giant feathers and the like, but I haven't seen the turkey itself again.
Well, you got to keep an eye out for it.
All right, Ted, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it, you guys. You keep your eyes peeled for that turkey. Let me know if you see him.
Good luck out there. I appreciate your call tonight, and always appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rusty in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Rusty?
Well, I don't know. I'd just like to talk about a couple of maneuvers I've invented.
A couple maneuvers. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have heard of Dirty Sanchez, Rusty Trombone, stuff like that, right?
I mean, you've all heard of those things.
I haven't heard of a Rusty Trombone, but
we can't really get into it.
Might be best if you don't tell me what it is.
Yeah,
you can imagine what type of things I'm talking about.
It sounds horrifying. Knowing what a Dirty Sanchez is, and I believe having heard about the Rusty Trombone.
I certainly have heard of both of those.
Yeah, in the past. I'm sure people that are really curious could go and use startpage.com to find out exactly what they allegedly are. But are you talking about some sort of modification to one of those things, or what?
Yes, a brand new one. I've invented my own. You want to hear it?
I don't know. Well, if you can tell it in a clinical manner that is not pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Or prurient in any way.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. All right. Basically, it's called a muddy mattress.
God, sounds awful already. Dude, I don't know if I need to know more, but go ahead.
OK, Basically, what you do is you get one of those old mattresses, you know, like the ones you buy in way
over. Oh, he can't. So sorry.
Yeah, you thought he would, he knew the rules,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think you know better than that. I mean, come on, buddy. Anyway, 800-259-9231. If you want your crank call to go out on the air on the radio, you can't use the S word. Sorry. And yeah, I guess that's Free Talk Live selling out, as you pointed out earlier, you guys pointed out earlier tonight.
Yeah, right? Pretty adroitly.
We have to protect our radio stations. They will possibly lose their government licenses, and it's our responsibility to provide them with content that is not going to put them in jeopardy.
The option basically is either you are on the radio or you allow four-letter words. That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
Because if you just had a free-for-all and you allowed people to say whatever they wanted regardless of FCC regulations, then Free Talk Live would be an internet-only show fairly quickly, I would think.
Yep, I believe you were right about that. So toll-free number 800-259-9231. So I had to go look up the definition of holler. I mean, I've certainly heard holler used in the terms of, I'm going to holler at you. Like, that's a def. That's a fairly.
He was mispronounced. I believe he was using a colloquial pronunciation of the word hollow.
Hollow, exactly.
Yeah, which is a right. It's a valley.
A valley between mountains.
Yeah. It's a colloquial term, and a great example of a colloquial term. It is used in basically specific geographic areas in the United States to refer to a valley. So it's one of the best definitions that I can find of a colloquial term.
Is it a colloquial or colloquial?
I don't know. That's how I
say colloquial.
I would say colloquial.
Yeah, well,
but then again, I said stipend, and it's supposed to be stipend. So
yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to look to me for correct pronunciations necessarily. So hey, there's a little bit of quick news here. It looks like, and maybe we can expand on this at a later time, but Tennessee has followed Texas in demanding that dealers obtain licenses and turn over a plethora of information to authorities before being able to host a gun show in another devastating attack on the Second Amendment, according to the folks over at PrisonPlanet.com. So apparently gun shows are going to get a little more difficult to hold in places where you'd expect it shouldn't be that hard to have a gun show. Texas?
And Tennessee?
It's shocking. And, of course, they're going to get away with it, right? Because people are very obedient and
guns are scary.
Are they requiring the dealers to get at the booths themselves or the site holding the event?
It's sounding to me like it's the actual the gun dealers who are in the show, but I have not. I can't answer that for certain.
I mean, by federal law, they're already required to have a federal firearms license to engage in that business. So that's why I'm wondering.
Really? You can walk around a gun show and sell your own guns without having a license.
Once you start engaging in the commerce of trafficking in arms, then it becomes a gray area. But
well, anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Save that diabetic story, Mark. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. You can bring up anything. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.